With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. The Protect Montana Kids Commission has drafted recommendations for the governor on ways to improve the state's child protection system. The commission was created by Governor Steve Bullock last September, and according to members of the commission, Montana's child protection system is in crisis. Commission member and Helena representative Chuck Hunter says the first recommendation is a short-term plan to stabilize the work of the Child and Family Services Division. Hunter says that plan includes increasing the reliability of communication within CFSD.
To that end, we are recommending that the division hire or contract or repurpose a person to be a staff communications officer for the division.
Hunter says the 12-month plan also calls for the filling of all current open positions within CFSD. He says the turnover rate within the agency is at times as high as 30%.
It's simply one of the root causes of the problems in the system. With not enough people to do the work that's there, everything gets cut short.
The commission's recommendations include a long-term plan for CFSD that address problems in recruitment and retention, agency communication, and workplace culture. Those recommendations to Governor Bullock will require additional resources from the Montana legislature during the 2017 session. The Protect Montana Kids Commission is expected to meet once more to finalize its recommendations. A date for that meeting has not yet been set. An all-time record of 2.9 inches of rain fell in Miles City on Sunday. The National Weather Service says the previous single-day record was 2.7 inches in June of 1964. State officials today released the third and final water quality report for the March 3rd wastewater spill that polluted parts of the Gallatin River. Edward O'Brien reports.
Officials wanted to know how pharmaceutical traces found in the sewage waste could have affected human and aquatic life. But according to Christy Pinozzo of the Montana Department of Environmental Quality, there was a problem with the state's pharmaceutical water quality standards.
We don't have any. There are no federal water quality criteria for pharmaceuticals, nor does Montana have any adopted pharmaceutical water quality standards.
So they essentially borrowed Minnesota standards and screening values. DEQ sampled and analyzed for 46 pharmaceutical chemicals and breakdown products after millions of gallons of sewage spilled into the Gallatin River earlier this spring. Of those 46, 18 chemicals were detected in the water spilling directly from the pond.
And fortunately, what we found was that none of Minnesota's values were exceeded. And so we decided that human health effects from any individual chemical tested in the study were unlikely.
DEQ says pharmaceuticals can harm aquatic life at very low concentrations.
And there was one chemical that achieved levels which exceeded levels shown to have an effect on aquatic invertebrate in laboratory studies.
But DEQ's ability to assess its impact on aquatic life is limited. The Yellowstone Club is the owner and operator of the wastewater pond that failed. DEQ issued a violation letter to notify the club that it violated the Montana Water Quality Act. The alleged violations are for sediment and ammonia pollution. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Federal and state fishery officials say a judge should uphold a 2014 decision that a fish found in southwestern Montana streams don't need special protection under the Endangered Species Act. Two environmental groups and two individuals are suing the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service over its decision to not name the Arctic grayling as a threatened or endangered species. U.S. District Judge Sam Haddon is expected to make a decision sometime after June. The environmental groups say the fish faces threats from low flows, rising water temperatures, and climate change. The Fish and Wildlife Service says 19 of 20 Arctic grayling populations in Montana are stable or increasing. Starting today, Celebrate Islam Week will share the traditions and culture of the Muslim faith in Missoula. The Jeanette Rankin Peace Center and Standing Alongside America's Muslims are hosting events all this week to educate Missoula about Islam. Betsy Mulligan-Dagg is the executive director of the Jeanette Rankin Peace Center. She says the topic of bringing refugees to the city has scared some Missoulians. Mulligan-Dagg says this week will allow those people to get a personal look at the Muslim culture.
One of the biggest things is to be able to put a face to a Muslim in this community, because I think sometimes it's so easy for people to generalize a group of people. It's very difficult, I think, to be enemies with someone that you can see and know and get to know as a fellow human being.
Among the events this week, there will be a panel discussion on Thursday with local Muslims. For more information, check out our website, mtpr.org. You're listening to Montana Public Radio. I'm Corin Cates Carney. Thanks for listening.